I feel real comfortable with this group, and I have some background with a few of you in this room, and it's a pleasure to see you all again. And once again, welcome to the city of Memphis and to Shelby County, and I wish I was saying welcome to AgriCenter. But we want to kind of give you a little overview of AgriCenter and tell you what we do. But quickly, a little bit of my background. I am from Arlington, Tennessee, and my family has been in the farming business for 113 years. In year 2000, I elected to get out of the farming business and sold our equipment, got completely out of debt, and at one point I was $750,000 in debt. And like many farmers, you know, it's hard to go to bed and get up the next morning with that kind of debt load. And you and the business of talking with farmers, you know what I'm talking about, because many, many farmers have been there and made it out of it, and some didn't. I was one of the lucky ones, I guess, that made the decision in 2000 before we had just climbed out of debt and it was going right back into it. And my family had been in the farming business forever, and I would have been the first generation off the farm, and it was the hardest decision I ever made in my life, because I farmed full-time 3,000 acres, cotton, soybeans, corn, wheat, had 250 head of cows, had fair to finish hog operation. I mean, I was involved in it from daylight to dark. I mean, it was one of those deals that was with you 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So I know about farming. I know about the hardships that go into farming. And but anyway, I elected to go out of the farming business. The Lord blessed me. I walked out of the farming straight into boll weevil eradication. Tennessee had gone into the eradication program for boll weevil, and they needed somebody in an area. They were having trouble with the farmers, communicating with them, trying to keep them in the program. They were dissatisfied with it, the cost, all these things that were. So I jumped out of farming 3,000 acres into managing 85,000 acres of cotton in the boll weevil program and 200 employees and 13 aircraft. And I had planes in the air the day of 9/11, you know, and that was an unbelievable day when the FAA called us and said, get all the planes out of the air. You know, I said, what are you talking about? You know, they didn't give us any information about this. Just get the planes out of the air. Those are things, memories that I've had in farming. But anyway, we got boll weevils under control in Tennessee. And for your information, 2009 is the first year in the history of cotton industry in the state of Tennessee that we've never found a boll weevil. So we're proud of that, and I'm proud to have been a part of that. But that was just announced in the last meeting that they had about 2 weeks ago. So that is a milestone for the state of Tennessee and the cotton industry. But and I go way back with a lot of companies, Monsanto and Zeneca and Dick Fell. Some of you may have known Dick Fell and some of these individuals that in the farming business. And, you know, at one point I probably had 15 to 20 different test sites on my own personal farm, you know, that I was working with companies. I remember back several years ago when Roundup was just getting started, Monsanto called me and said, you know, they want to do an ad, and they want to use our farm for it. And this was in the fall of the year, and wanted to know if I had any Johnson grass. Well, everybody had Johnson grass. And I said, yeah. Have you got some heavy Johnson grass? Yeah, I do. I've got some heavy spots of Johnson grass in the soybean field. Great. That's exactly what we're looking for. And they said, well, this will be a spring ad. And I said, well, it's the fall of the year. There are no leaves on the trees and most of the beans out of the field and no leaves on the beans. And he said, doesn't matter. So they brought spray rigs out on the farm and they sprayed back and forth spraying water, you know, and they made this ad. And when it came out in the spring, all the trees had leaves on it and all the soybean plants were green. That's media. That's ag relations. So I was amazed at it, and I was sitting there laughing the whole time. I said, boy, that's a joke, you know. And they were, you know, the frost had burned the Johnson grass down, and they were saying, showing these plants, you know, that Roundup was working on. Well, it was frost that had done that. But anyway, you know, that it was, it's a good product. It works, and I was proud to be a part of it. But we're here to talk about AgriCenter, and it is one of the best kept secrets in the Mid-South, and it's not something that we're proud of, that it's the best kept secret. But what I'm going to show you is the diversity of AgriCenter and all the things that go on at AgriCenter, and you're going to see why we have such a hard time marketing it. But first of all, let me introduce Brian Marinez. He's our IT guy, because I don't know anything about this stuff, and it can go crazy, and when it does, it's his job to fix it. So I do know how to use a pointer, but Ryan, move on. AgriCenter is the world's largest urban farming research test facility. We do, at this time, we're going to have about 61 different tests going on our farm this next year. That's where we are right now. We expect that to even climb. We'll probably have over 7,000 or 8,000 test plots, you know, and some of those plots are you know, two rows wide or four rows wide, but we'll have 7,000 to 8,000 test plots on our farm this year, looking at everything from biofuels to genetics, ag chemicals, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes when we get to it. We have an expo center. When AgriCenter first started, mission statement, excuse me, AgriCenter International is a self-sustaining, not-for-profit organization that provides economic development and improved quality of life by facilitating agricultural research, educational programs, environmental conservation, natural area preservation, and recreational opportunities. Hold it there just a minute, Brian. One of the things that AgriCenter has become a part of, and Mr. Mayor, I'm going to correct you just on one thing. AgriCenter is actually 1,000 acres located right here in the center of Memphis, but we're a part of a 4,500-acre penal farm, is what it used to be, the Shelby County Penal Farm. It's where, you know, we inmates were placed, and we had a livestock herd, one of the best Angus herds in the state of Tennessee, grade A dairy. They had raised all their own foods, and this whole 4,500 acres was used for that, but it was located right in the heart of Memphis. Well, as things rocked along, people decided that we didn't need inmates to raise their own food. We needed somebody else to raise it for them, and that we need to pay for it, and all those kind of things, and it all changed. So a group of individuals got together back in the 80s, and they had this idea about an agri-mart. It was the idea that we would have all the agricultural industries, John Deere, at that time International, Massey Ferguson, all these different companies would be located on one facility, and they'd be, you could go door-to-door shopping, you know, all the different ag industries. Well, it's a good idea, but not necessarily what a lot of the industry wanted to do. So it kind of evolved into a facility that was going to have static displays in a 100,000 square foot building. And those static displays would be the latest and greatest that Zeneca and Monsanto and BASF and all these different companies had to offer. Well, as we all know, back in the early 80s, the computer was developing and everything was moving forward, and static displays were out of date by the time they were placed on site. So it became a real burden on companies to maintain those and to keep it up to date. And so we've evolved over the years to the point that we have a lot of different things going on at AgriCenter. We're very diversified. All right, Brian, move on. We have an expo center that used to be a part of that static display. We have 86,000 square feet of meeting and convention space. We have over 75 events booked on an annual basis. Today we got a boat show in our facility. Nearly 700,000 annual visitors. That's a number that climbs every year. Events include, they're not limited to, agribusiness summits, retail shopping shows, trade shows, training summits, fairs, and festivals. The Expo Center is in use all the time. We are constantly getting calls from people that want to use it for trade shows, and we have everything from major agricultural equipment launches where a Case International comes in and they display the latest and greatest in their technology on farm equipment, and they bring in all their dealers and people that they want to have training seminars. They have it there. We have those things all the way up to bridal shows. Our focus has changed. We operate on our own. We're operating without assistance from government or local government or state government, and we're operating in the black. I'm proud to say that as president of AgriCenter, and we've got a great staff like Brian and others that we have, and because of that, we've been able to stay in the black and off the payroll of the taxpayer. These are tenants. This building is about 110,000 square feet, 85,000 exhibit space, and the rest of it is devoted to tenants that we have in the building. One of the first tenants we had was the National Weather Service. In this area, when we get tornado watches and warnings and things like that, everybody thinks it comes from Channel 3 and Channel 5. Well, it actually comes from AgriCenter. You know, AgriCenter pumps it to Channel 3, and then they can put it out. They absolutely cannot put it out until it comes from the National Weather Service, which is located at AgriCenter. Natural Resources Conservation Service, Farm Service Agency, Tennessee Department of Agriculture Pest Control, Woodland Tree, Tennessee Forest Association, University of Tennessee Extension are all a part of the AgriCenter facility. It's a synergism that we have. Our mission is agriculture, and we try to keep the tenants in our facility all agricultural tenants. All right. Also, we have tenants that are part of this 1,000 acres that have been allowed to come on it into what we call our campus area. Ducks Unlimited, this is their United States headquarters, is really a tenant of AgriCenter on our property. They have a very beautiful building, and if you ever have an opportunity, please come by. We'd love to show all of this to you. Case New Holland, this is their regional training center. AgriCenter is their regional training center. They have ride and drives, and they bring the latest and newest equipment to AgriCenter, and they bring in their technicians to actually be trained on the facility and before it's ever released to the public. We have events in our building that, you know, they won't even let us take pictures of the equipment. But, you know, I went had a news guy came by one day and wanted to do an interview with me. I said, yeah, let's go down to this farm equipment we've got downstairs, and we'll just do the interview by it. We got started, and all of a sudden people were running around, you know, what are y'all doing? You know, this equipment had never been released yet, and so they didn't want anybody, you know, putting it out there ahead of time. But Helena Chemical Company is on our facility. You know, they do a lot of research there on their facility, and they can walk right out their back door and actually apply what they're developing there on the property on crops. They have a special area that they have rented from us, and they actually walk out their back door. Bayer Crop Science is a new tenant at AgriCenter, and we're proud to have them on our property. Bayer Crop Science has taken over the cotton facility that we had on the property that Monsanto had ownership of, and we hope that this is going to be their southern region headquarters for their cotton production and cotton research at AgriCenter. We have a greenhouse facility at that Bayer Crop Science facility that is unequal to anything that there is out there. It's all automated and done completely by computer, but we're proud to have them on the property. MulchWorks is a interactive facility that limbs and things are brought in from surrounding area, and it's actually mulched and used out on the public. This facility actually came out of Hurricane Elvis that hit Memphis about I don't know, when was it, Brian? 2001, somewhere along there, and just devastated the city of Memphis and its trees, and we allowed the city of Memphis and Shelby County government to bring the debris onto the property, and it was mulched, and this came out of that, and we still have it ongoing. Vantage Hardscapes, another facility, another ag-type facility that's on our property. It's a horticultural facility, and TCI Landscape Management, another one that's horticulture related. These are all facilities that we have on our campus, okay? AgriCenter has a farmer's market that this used to be the old dairy that was on the penal farm. And if you go into it, it's a beautiful building on the inside. It was all handmade. The pillars that are in it were hand-hewn. You can see that. And this farmer's market is a beautiful facility that we have. And we have individuals that come all the way from the Tennessee River on a daily basis that sell their goods here at AgriCenter. And we have thousands of individuals that come in during the summer from March 1st through October that are looking for fresh fruits and vegetables. And it does a great business, and we're just packed. We've got people that are selling even seafood there now. So it's they're coming up fresh from the Gulf on a weekly basis and selling fresh seafood that's just iced down. And so it's really, really taken off, and we're proud of our farmer's market. Downtown Farmer's Market is only on Saturdays. Ours goes Monday through Saturday, and we have individuals coming in. And, you know, it's quite a story because we've got Korean and Vietnamese. I have a hard time saying that, Vietnamese. But anyway, we have these small farmers that are raising their fresh fruits and fresh vegetables on a daily basis. And there's one individual that's been with us for many, many years at AgriCenter, and he'll tell you real quick, this market gave he and his family an opportunity when they came to this country, and they've been with it ever since they came here. It's quite a story when you hear about how they have sold, you know, at the market the whole time they've been here, and he'll tell you real quick, it's made all the difference in the world in his life, okay? AgriCenter Showplace Arena. We have one of the largest arenas, stall-wise, of any in the United States. We have over 600 stalls of equestrian stalls for horses. We have everything from roping and rodeos and Pasifino, which this horse right here is. And this weekend we have a team roping contest that we'll have about probably 300, 400 teams that will be coming in competing against each other at Showplace in roping. We have, you know, we're trying to do just like every arena and every facility, we're trying to use the arena for as many things as we can. We have motocross jumping and racing and everything else in the arena when we're not having equestrian events. Just filmed a movie in the arena last week. It's going to be a part of a movie that's coming out. I think the name is evolving, but it's going to be on the Disney Channel kind of type movie. And what's the name of it?
It was Fandango. Now it's, who knows, it's changed to,
it'll be coming out. And
it's got Luke Perry and Armando Sande in it. Look for a Pasifino horse movie that has Luke Perry in it.
Anyway, it's concerning a horse that became a champion horse, and but it was about to die, and somebody brought it back. I don't know all the details about it, but anyway, you know, we've had movies filmed in it. So, all right, Brian, we have an RV park. I mean, look at the size of this RV park. We have shows that come in, RV shows that come into our facility, and not only did they use the RV park, but right over here is the main facility. So they've got all of the different meeting rooms and auditorium and you know, 86,000 square feet of exhibit space if they want to use it to be a part of a rally that they might have here at AgriCenter. This was a rally that we just recently had and just turned out to be a great success for them. All right. Ketchum Lake. You heard about our lake and the research that was going on there. So these lakes, when I came to AgriCenter, that research was over. The lakes were static. They were just kind of growing up. And so we decided to try to do something with them. And it's an outreach to the community that people come out there to fish, and they may not come out for any other reason. We actually stock these lakes with catfish, and we're running 80,000 pounds of catfish through these lakes every year. I mean, it's incredible the number of fish that are caught out. And look at the size of them. I mean, it's incredible. We have a spring junior fishing rodeo and a fall fishing rodeo, and we have a special needs rodeo in the summer, you know, that we do free. And this is one of the outreaches into the community that we have to try to bring people to our facility and let them see the beauty of it. You know, it's surrounded by our fields and about old growth timbers that are out in that area. We start them early in the morning. We've got beautiful sunrises that come up, and yeah, it rains every now and then when we have them. But unless the it's lightning and thunder, we continue right on with it. So, all right. We have an area of Agri Center that we flood every winter, and we have thousands of ducks and geese that flock into our area because of the habitat that we have provided. And we created a levee system, and we flood that after we get the crop out. And as a part of that levee system, we have a corn maze that we have. It's an 8-acre maze that we have, and we have about 27,000 people that go through it every year. We've got two young men that we work with. They have taken this on as a project for them. They actually set the design of this. We actually do all the work in producing the crop and getting it up to the point of usefulness, and you know, they're cutting the design in it, and then they actually operate it through the month of late September and early October. And it's a great hit. But that corn only produces a nubbin, so what we do is, instead of trying to do any kind of harvest on it, we go in there and we thrash it, and we just leave the grain on the ground for the ducks and geese, and we're just covered up. And it's a beautiful sight in the afternoon to see those ducks and geese flying in there. And this is an observation tower that we built off of Walnut Grove Road. You can see it's not too far from Walnut Grove Road. I mean, Germantown Parkway, I'm sorry, in behind it. It's further than it looks like, but we have binoculars on there for handicap and non-handicap to use to look at the ducks and geese. And it's become a real opportunity for people to get out there and actually see, and you're looking toward the west sun, and it's a beautiful deal. We have a crop demonstration area that we plant the different crops that are grown in the state of Tennessee in a circle, and you know, I kind of got laughed at. Somebody told me the other day all of our crop on our farm hadn't been harvested yet. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, well, you still got cotton, soybeans, and corn over here. Well, we do, but you'd be surprised the number of people that come through here in the winter from Wisconsin and the northern states that are coming south. They'll stop through here, and a lot of them are farmers, and they want to see cotton. Well, we can you know, yeah. We can take them out here and actually show it to them, because we still, that's the only cotton that's left anywhere in the whole area, you know. They take home bowls, and, you know, we get to talk to them about the boll weevil, but it's a good educational tool that we use for our educational program that we have, as well as for working with people that come through. So sunflowers, we raise sunflowers along the edge of this road and along Walnut Grove Road. You can't believe the impact that that's made on the people in the city of Memphis. The good thing about Germantown Parkway is the sunflowers are always facing east. You know, everybody thinks they follow the sun. You know, they don't do that. They face east. Well, in the morning time, these are all facing the public, you know. And so they get to see it all the time, because this is a north-south road, Germantown Parkway is. And these are facing there. And so we have just hundreds of people that are out there all the time taking pictures in it. And, you know, this has become something that every year they want to know, when are the sunflowers coming? You know, where are you planting? And they bring their children out every year. They're a year older, the next year, you know, and they're taking pictures of them in the sunflowers. I even had a lady out there, had a pickup truck pulled out there one day, and the back end was full of sunflowers. And it turns out it was a florist, you know. She thought we didn't mind, you know. Just didn't think you'd mind. But this is the maze that we was telling you about this year. It was Explore the Wolf River, 8 acres that's cut into it. It's quite a fascinating how they do that, and how we have to control it to keep kids from running all over it. You know, it's quite a deal, and you can actually get out in there and get lost. People do it all the time. All right. Agricultural research, you know, the two most important aspects of AgriCenter are our research and our educational program. Everything that we do at AgriCenter, all the boat shows that we've got this weekend and the horse shows and everything else, all the revenues from those shows go back into AgriCenter, into the care and maintenance of AgriCenter, as well as into our agricultural research and into our educational program. We're doing research on all of these different areas at AgriCenter: cotton, soybeans, corn, rice, wheat, and the biofuels. Not so much research as just demonstration of the different things that can be used, the different plant materials that can be used for biofuels. But we're working with the bioenergy, BioWorks here in the city of Memphis. They do work at AgriCenter with the biofuels. But we're a little bit different from a university in our research. AgriCenter, in a university setting, an individual, a company like Zeneca might come out, or it used to be Zeneca, but would come out and they'd hand a protocol to somebody at the university, and the university takes that protocol and they run with it all the way through. AgriCenter has the ability to do that. We have a PhD on our staff, Dr. Bruce Kirksky. He can do that work all the way through. Or we can do it in any stage or steps that a company wants to work with us. If they just want us to plant a crop and then they do the research, we can do that with them. But we're moving more toward the way a university does, where we're doing all the research completely ourselves. And we've got a great team on our farm, and we're excited about the opportunities that we have going forward. Okay. Our plots provided for full-time research, for planting insect control, weed control, harvest research. In 07, we had about 7,500 plots. That's increased every year. 2009, we had an ag technology field day. I know that most all of you have heard about the Milan no-till field day. Well, AgriCenter has a field day in between on the years that the Milan no-till field day has it. We'll end up with 1,000 to 2,000 farmers that are invited specifically by Bayer Crop Science, Monsanto, all the different ag companies that are doing research at AgriCenter. They are pinpointing the individuals that they want to come out and see the work that they're doing. And so they invite individuals and we invite individuals. So we end up with 1,500 to 2,000 people that are out there for our field day. 2009 was an unbelievable day, the field day. It's been raining around here, I guess, till about January. And the day of our field day, we woke up that morning and everybody got to the field day. All the preparation for weeks and weeks had been done, and it started raining that morning, and it rained 3.5 inches in about 2 hours, and we had 16, 18 inch water around the tents. And the only field day I've ever heard of that's been rained out. It rained the entire day. I mean, we couldn't have it on the road. We couldn't have it in the field. If we had a boat show going on, maybe. But we ended up having to call the field day off. But it's one of those situations. And we're going to get into something in a few minutes, how we might have saved that field day with some of the opportunities that we have going forward. All right, Brian. Our educational opportunity, Dr. Tim Roberts. AgriCenter has a relationship with the University of Tennessee, and we actually hire Tim Roberts. He is an extension agent, but he is also an employee of AgriCenter. And we have 5,000 to 6,000 children that come through AgriCenter on a yearly basis that are there to talk about, you know, our sunflowers there, about crop production, wildlife habitat, conservation, all of the different programs that we have set up, or we will develop a program within the curriculum of what a teacher wants. I mean, if they're talking about motors or engines or something like that, I mean, we can do a whole program for them about that. And we try on everything that we do to follow the state science curriculum, which really helps us to be able to reach out to the school system. They're always looking for something that will help them move their science curriculum forward. All right. These are some of the programs that we have in our education. Package or the seed. We have a symbiotic relationship. What's that guy doing back here? How are y'all doing?
Fine.
And I can't lie anymore, can I? We have a lot of programs that use all the different areas of AgriCenter in our educational program. The farmer's market. This is one of the programs that we bring children into our farmer's market, and these will be first graders all the way to fourth and fifth graders. And we present programs, and it's called the Package or the Seed. It's just one of them. And they actually learn about the seeds of the plants, the colors of the vegetables, and whether the seed is inside of it or whether the outside is the seed. These are all the kind of things that they learn, and they get to touch and taste and feel it. It's become a great program. Cowboy Up, we use our equestrian center. We've developed that program. Children come in, and our guys that work over at Showplace Arena, they're dressed up in their cowboy hats and chaps and boots, and they come riding in on their horses, and they, you know, jump off their horses, and horse runs off. But anyway, they learn why, you know, a cowboy had chaps and boots and what they were for and what a rope was for and you know, why he rode a horse and all of the different things that are associated with the West and with farming, where you use dogs, and farming where you use horses for working cattle. They also get to rope. Each one of them gets to try to take a lariat and learn to rope a steer that we have there. But it's become a program that is really well received, and a lot of schools are coming out to use it. Our plant exploration tour. This is a program that you know, we have anywhere from 500 to 600 children that come through every year, and we take them out on the farm, and we bring them out in the field, and they see cotton growing and corn growing and soybeans, and we pull them up and we teach them about the tap roots and the feeder roots, and you know how we relate that back to a tree, you know, and how it helps to hold a tree up, and you hold the tap root and you shake it, and they can see how the tap root holds a plant up, but you hold on to the feeder roots and the plant falls over. So they get to see it and learn it, and it's a great program and got a lot of use of it. Ecosystem scavenger hunt. AgriCenter sits on the edge of about a 300-acre old-growth forest, Lucius Birch State Natural Area. And this is our urban forester right here that takes children out into that old-growth forest, and they actually get to talk about the trees and leaves, and they see trails where deer have been through and rabbits, and occasionally they'll spook some of them, you know. Scavenger hunt, they get to go find things that we put in a booklet form that they're looking for as they go out through the forest, okay? Water festival, just another event that we have talking about water and water quality, this brings in at least 1,000 children every year for this program, and it's an interactive contest where they compete against each other in games that let them know about water quality and the importance of it. Okay, Discover the Forest. This is an outdoor classroom that we built in the edge of the Lucius Birch Natural Area, and it seats about 150 children. It's a way that we can bring the children out and actually bring them into the woods, and they are in a setting that's away from the crowd, away from the noise of the city. Where this is, you can't even hear the city around you. You don't hear the trucks and the traffic and the noise. It's just quiet. We have the zoo, Memphis City Zoo, comes out occasionally and brings snakes, you know, and they'll put boxes of snakes around. They brought a boa constrictor one time that was 14 feet long, and I'm standing up on the bench with a camera. They think I'm taking pictures, you know, when I'm standing up there getting out of the way of this snake that's crawling around on the ground, and the children are down petting it like it's a, you know, a dog. And it's amazing, you know, how this facility that was built out of individuals that came up here from Katrina, they were moved up here from the Gulf Coast, and we took advantage of some of the skills that they had and actually built this with their help. And it's a beautiful setting out in the forest there, and it's getting a lot of use. Matter of fact, we met with the Memphis City School System, and we portrayed all of the things that we have for our educational program to members of the Board of Education and to Dr. Hamer, who is second in command of the school system. And he picked up on it, and he said, "Yep, I want every fourth grader to be able to go through this." We said, "Great, that's what we want." Until we got to putting a pencil to it, because we provide all of the busing to get there, AgriFunder does. And it was going to cost us $40,000 in busing just to get them there. You know, not to mention 365 days a year, and some of those days, teachers not even there. I mean, it was really more than when we went into this, we were trying to just get exposure. And he thought it was such a great deal that he jumped at it and wanted to do more than we could really handle. So we had to back off of that. But we're working on something now that we hope we can continue with that. All right, Brian, go ahead. As in every big city or every county across the United States that is having financial trouble, one of the things that they seem to always want to drop are the FFA programs and 4-H programs. Shelby County is no different. They dropped the 4-H program, and AgriCenter jumped in and picked it up. We actually fund the 4-H program in Shelby County and through the work that we do here, and we're glad to be able to do that and glad that we can. These are just different things that are offered throughout the year to the 4-H clubs here in Shelby County. Shooting sports is an event that they started 2 years ago, and this past year they won the state competition with it. So we're real proud of them. All right. Special events, Ag Day poster contest that we do during Ag Day, EnviroEd Expo, Watershed Harmony. All of these are just special events that we have. Urban Safety Day. This actually was Rural Safety Day, and Dr. Roberts, because of where we are, he changed the name of it to Urban Safety Day Camp, and this was a Progressive Farmer magazine idea, Rural Safety Day, that they had worked on. We picked it up, changed it to Urban Safety Day, and we have hundreds of children that come out just before school lets out. We're doing it twice a year now. But we teach them about bicycle safety, about four-wheeler safety, about gun safety, about sun safety, water safety, lawnmower safety, all these things that they're subjected to throughout the summer. And it's turned out to be a great event. Because of that, Dr. Roberts is on the national board now. But Farm Education Day, 1,000 children that come in. Farm Bureau has sponsored that for many years. We picked it up, our Natural Resources Conservation Service, working with AgriCenter. We sponsor that every year. We'll have 1,000 children that come in and go through, and I'm sure that most of you know about Farm Education Day. AgriCenter has a plant camp, a week-long plant camp in the summer that we have 40 or 50 children that come into. This is a week-long camp that we do, and it's just turned out to be great. You know, we really are going to have to start thinking about opening it up to more days and to more children. Harvest Festival is a one-day event. It's old-time Harvest Festival like we all grew up with in our school gyms and things. We have it in our farmer's market. We have pumpkin painting and just all the different things, contests for the largest pumpkin moon bounce, and we have old farm equipment that we have for the children to look at, and it's just a great day, and it's all free. This is all free to the public, and we get a lot of compliments on it. All of these are companies that are helping AgriCenter on bus scholarships. As I said, all of our educational programs are free. The biggest cost to the school system And, you know, this is one of the things that we had to tackle early on in our outreach to the community. You can do all you want about the different programs, but if you can't get them there, it doesn't matter. So we found out early on that the only way that we're going to get them there to teach them about agriculture and the different things that we want them to understand and see is that we've got to fund the busing to get them there. And these are all companies that are part of that and helping us out with it. All right. Back to the marketing part. Internal marketing tools for our expo facility. We are affiliate and associates of a lot of different organizations. I'm on the board of directors of Memphis Convention Visitors Bureau. Amy Barton, who is our director of marketing that markets the facility and the Showplace Arena. She came out of the hospitality industry, working with hotels and motels, and she has been the president of this association and still is a very active individual in it. League of Agricultural Equine Centers, we are a part of that nationwide company, our equine association that keeps us abreast of what other associations is doing to try to keep the equestrian side of our facility profitable. And that is a hard facility to keep profitable without having other events in it, as well as equine events that we have. So it's been interesting to deal with other states and other equine centers and how they're doing it. All the different conferences and seminars and the National Association of Consumer Shows, we're a part of that. You've got a package there that has all kind of brochures in it that we talk about our agri-center itself, our educational opportunities, Showplace Arena, our RV park, and our farm and research facility. It has our mission statement in it. This is just a packet that we pull together with materials in it that we hand out to a lot of groups that come through. We do an AgriCenter newsletter, AgriCenter website, the quarterly newsletter, and customer referrals. These are all direct marketing opportunities that we use at AgriCenter, Brian. Our outreach, our fishing rodeos, our harvest festival, the farmers market, all of these things that are just bringing the community into a facility that is basically agricultural, and many, many people don't care about agriculture anymore. You know, they don't understand, as long as that grocery store is full of food, it's okay. But if that food happened to go away, it would be a real issue with them. And so we do all of these things with the idea of getting them into the agricultural setting and letting them understand, you know, what a farmer does on a daily basis and how he does it. We get advertising grants. The state of Tennessee has been very gracious in some grants that we've been able to receive through our farmers market. We use it for radio and TV advertising, banners and signs, flyers for the different events that we have. We actually hand deliver those flyers to the different schools in the area. Digital signage that we have on Walnut Grove Road and Germantown Parkway, and then word of mouth. Okay. For our educational program, once again, we use the brochures, email, direct mail, website, and digital signage. In our educational program, we're going to meet next week, next Wednesday, with Cotton Incorporated and National Cotton Council. We've been working for the last 2 years on a program where we're going to try to have a webcam where we're going to have an interactive relationship with school systems directly related, directly connected to our farm and to our wildlife habitat areas that we have, where a child can actually go to our website and be able to move a camera around and zoom in on those ducks and geese that we have out there and actually hear the sound and actually zoom in on them. We're working on that, and we're going to give schools an opportunity to see a seed planted in the ground, and we're going to say, Kate Bond School System, this is your seed. We're going to put a flag right beside it, and every week at a certain time, you're going to be able to come to our website, and we're going to have a 30-minute program where I and our educational director or Brian or whoever we want to bring in will be talking about the seed and what a cotyledon leaf is and what a taproot is and what feeder roots are and on a cotton plant. And we're going to take that cotton plant all the way through to harvest. We're going to let them see that cotton picker going through, and we're going to stop it and let them see the spindles and how the doffer works and how it's blown up into the basket. And we're going to talk about seed cotton, and then we're going to talk about lint cotton. We're going to produce a box that we're going to send to the school systems ahead of time that will have certain items in it, like seed, lint cotton, seed cotton, a miniature bale of cotton, other things that we might send, soybeans or corn seed, things that they can look at and touch and have available to that the teacher can use while we're in the field talking about these different things. And we're presenting this to the Cotton Council and National Cotton Council and Cotton Incorporated next week, and it seems that they have a lot of interest in it, and we hope that we can get the funding to move forward with this program. And we've already talked to some of the schools, and they're very interested in it. And you know, this is going to be an opportunity that we can reach 15 to 20 schools at one time without them having to come to AgriCenter. Now, we don't want to stop them from coming and actually coming on our property. We want that to happen. But we hope that through this system, through this webcam, and this guy over here is supposed to know how to handle all this. You know, that's what he says. He's telling me all that. So, you know, I'm moving forward with the knowledge that, with the confidence that he can do it.
He's writing a text. I got a cash later on. Saying,
well,
it'll be live video streaming. It's the way of the future, you know, and it's going to be leading edge for AgriCenter and put us right out there, not only in the education side of things, but also in our research work as well.
Absolutely. And this will work not only in the education, but in the research. We've got all these companies that are working with us at AgriCenter that the parent companies now are in Germany or Japan or, you know, other areas of the world, and this is going to give them the opportunity to have a live webcam direct from the field where they're doing the research, or we're doing the research, or if there's a problem with the research that's going on, they're going to be able to do a direct cam webcam to Germany or wherever the company might be. We're excited about it. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for us. We hope that National Cotton Council will work with us on that. I feel confident that they will, and look forward to it. This, once again, is just other ways that we reach out. You know, I guess what the main thing that I want you to see is the complexity that we have in trying to reach out to the community. We're so diversified in all the things that we have at AgriCenter, you know, but our mission is agriculture and our educational program. And we're working hard to promote those. But what happens is you'll have the boat show that we have at AgriCenter this weekend. And that boat show may put $30,000 of advertising into that show, and it'll be on every billboard and on Kix 106 and all the different radio stations, you know. And so you go out on the street, and we've done this. You ask an individual, you know, what does AgriCenter mean to you? Well, that's where we have the boat show. That's where we have the Southern Women's Show. That's where we have the farm field day. You know, it's what they have come there for, or it's where the farmers market in. You know, we hear that a lot of times. So we've got a hard deal in trying to sell AgriCenter or try to promote it. We are actually working with a University of Memphis class this semester. It's a marketing class, and they've taken AgriCenter on as a goal to try to come up with opportunities to reach out into the community in a better manner. You know, they're going to produce wordage that we can use, or flyers that we can use, or update the different things that we're already working with. We've given them just kind of a free rein to work with, because we realize that we've got a problem, and it's not a bad problem, but it you know, we would like to be you know, our focus would like to be on our research and our educational program. We would like people to really know about that and about the importance of it. You know, another thing that's been thrown into, and I started into this early night, I got sidetracked, but we have become a part of the Shelby Farms Park, which is that 4,500 acres that I was talking about. An AgriCenter is a part of Shelby Farms Park, but we are not a park. We have a different mission. We complement the park in many, many areas in our educational program and walking trails that we have through our property, the old growth timber and all these things that we have, the corn maze, the observation tower and those things complement the park, but yet we're not a park. And we don't want to lose our identity in this Shelby Farms Park, you know. We want to be AgriCenter at Shelby Farms Park. And at the same time, it's a problem in identifying or portraying ourselves with all the diversity that we have on our facility. Ryan, what else we have?
Questions?
That's it. Any questions? I don't know whether I've answered your questions, but we are a secret that you know we'd like to get out nationwide. Yes, sir.
Who owns the
AgriCenter? AgriCenter is actually owned by Shelby County Government. The land is owned by Shelby County Government. It's privately operated by AgriCenter International. We have a seven-member AgriCenter Commission that was created by state government back in 1980. And that state government, that state law that created AgriCenter, gave the mayor of Shelby County the authority to appoint five members with the mayor himself and the chairman of the Shelby County Commission that have the actual oversight and authority on the property. We have a 30-member board of directors that oversees day-to-day operations, and I have a fantastic board of directors. They are a working board. I have everything from lawyers to farmers, bankers, ag industry people that are on that board. And they have different committees that they are assigned to, and they are actually a working board, and I'm very proud to be a part of it.
Thank you.